This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. A death in Yemen. Anwar al-Awlaki is killed in a drone strike. What does it say about the war on terror on this Friday, September 30th, 2011? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste is out today. We're following the details of a story that broke this morning just before 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Anwar al-Awlaki killed by a drone missile strike in Yemen. We'll have questions about the U.S. war on terror, questions about the U.S. and Yemeni security arrangement. Apparently, there's been a cooperative effort to track down al-Awlaki. We're also going to look at some other things, social psychology, mood swings, and Twitter. Some scientists actually data mining social networking to determine the mood of the world, and Elizabeth Warren on how government means business. We'll begin with the headlines. From New Mexico to Virginia to the dusty, rocky sands on the Arabian Peninsula, that's where the trail ends. Anwar al-Awlaki, the radical U.S.-born Muslim cleric, presumed leader of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, has reportedly been killed in Yemen. This morning, Yemen's defense ministry issued an official statement, which was confirmed very quickly by U.S. officials, saying al-Awlaki and some of his associates had been killed some 90 miles east of the capital of Sana'a. Senior U.S. officials, as we indicated, have confirmed the report. Their intelligence supports the claim, according to these sources, and we've been getting reports all morning long. Earlier, we spoke to Hakim Al-Masmari, editor-in-chief at the Yemen Post. He told us U.S. drone aircraft are believed to have fired those missiles this morning at that convoy, al-Awlaki and his guards traveling in Yemen.
The defense minister did confirm that it was a convoy of at least four people. That we confirmed. We have no doubt that it was a missile attack, but we still can't prove that. The authorities have not admitted that yet, but we are pretty sure that it was a U.S. drone because the U.S. drones have been flying over the skies of South Yemen for the last 2 months on a continuous basis, on a daily basis as well.
And the certainty about what happened in Yemen this morning seems to be settling in. You may recall that al-Awlaki's name was added last year to the kill or capture list at the CIA. It was a rare American addition to what is effectively a U.S. government hit list. Al-Awlaki has drawn individuals plotting terror attacks through his lectures, broadcasts over the internet in Arabic and in English. His chief concern about al-Awlaki has always been his ability to radicalize, not necessarily his ability to organize terrorist attacks. Here's some audio from his last video message, which was posted in August of last year. You can hear it there. He's calling on Muslims around the world to kill Americans, saying it's either us or them. Al-Awlaki is believed to have helped recruit the Nigerian man charged with trying to blow up a transatlantic flight as it landed in Detroit, you'll recall, on Christmas Day 2009. And he's also believed to have exchanged emails with the accused shooter in the Fort Hood, Texas shooting rampage. Other news we're following, a Florida commission is expected to announce today that its presidential primary will be held January 31st, the first in the nation. It's not sitting well with states now holding the first nominating contest. Some of them are working to push up their primaries. And Chinese internet stocks taking a dive on Wall Street futures after the U.S. Justice Department said it was considering launching a broad fraud investigation against those Chinese internet stocks. Asian and European markets are down on that news. Futures for Wall Street are down as well. The Dow gets underway at 11,553. The S&P opens at 1,160. And the Nasdaq begins at 2,197. Coming up this morning, former overseer of the TARP, the bank bailout, now Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren is going to join us. She's been making waves for what she's saying about the debt crisis and about how business is actually dependent on government and should pay a little more attention to government rather than criticizing government all the time. We'll also hopefully get a chance to talk with her about another story that you've been commenting on, Bank of America and other banks, beginning to charge debit card customers a monthly fee. Gurukarm on Facebook writes, Seriously? I'm not using them. $60 a year, outrageous. Talk about nickel and diming us to death. If my bank follows suit, I'm going to move everything to the credit union. We'll get the latest on this breaking news. Also, more on the presumed leader of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, Anwar al-Awlaki, reportedly dead. Stay with us. All the news this morning.